K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, Daily Edition. Eddie Greer here with you guys, the host of the Purple Project Podcast, all about what's going on around Kansas State Athletics here in hot Manhattan, Kansas, folks. Real quickly here, there's two things I want to get out real quick. It's not going to take too long. Obviously, I'll have more information as I gather it here towards the week, and you probably have more information later as I get it here. All right, so the first thing in business here, football, right? There was a daily, came out last night. K-State got four more guys at the time. Four guys last weekend, huge, all of them transfers. One from Ole Miss, the rest of them were from junior college transfers that came here. And again, I'll get more information on this. Hopefully I have a little bit more by the end of this week to share. I'll be out of town, so I'm hoping to record this weekend's episodes of the Daily Weekend Show. You're not going to get the Baylor, obviously, the Baylor ones. Now, I could possibly record and have them posted after the fact, but it makes no sense to do that. So you're gonna get a whole, instead of the weekly, the individual games, you're just gonna get a series recap there, obviously, of K-State baseball, what I'm talking about. Sorry to lose you off the tracks a little bit, but back to football. Anthony Freias II made his commitment this morning or this afternoon, somewhere in that time frame there as well. That puts another running back in behind Deuce Vaughn. So in that foursome there was a running back there. Again, I don't have my list in front of me at the moment of this recording of this daily there as well. So that is now two running backs in a span of, of 5 days for Kansas State as they continue to plug the holes away, plug away here as we, K-State football is a couple months away, but starting to really, this roster really starting to take shape for K-State football. Coach Chris Kleiman, the offensive coordinator, Colin Klein there as well. So that's another big get there now. The running back room starting to really take shape now, only having run coming in here off the Texas Bowl win, off LSU. Deuce Vaughn was the actual one running back, and Chris Kleiman put a fullback behind Deuce Vaughn. For all respects and purposes, you want an actual running back there and not take a chance of football. Hey, I'm old school like that, so you want backs back there. Just like the first year Chris Kleiman came in here to Manhattan, you had all those backs back there. James Gilbert, Jordan Brown, Harry Trotter, those guys. You had a pretty good damn good backfield right there that could share the carries and be effective in their own way. Now, Deuce Vaughn's going to come in here, or he's already here, but you know what I mean. Come in here, come in the next year. He's going to be already one of the top 50 or 25 Heisman candidates. He's going to be up there. We know how much Deuce Vaughn means to K-State in the offense, right? So you know it's going to be there. But who can spell Deuce Vaughn? You know, we know the important back that he is. He can catch out of the backfield, make people miss in the open field. Can somebody spell him and give important carries off the bench, off the sideline, right? So now you have Freias II back there, and I wish I had my notes in front of me, who the running back that we got over the weekend, last weekend as well. So you add those two backs back there. That gives you quality depth back there in that backfield. So it's huge. Already you're talking about an offense that's going to be loaded. Talking about if the cards fold right, this K-State offense might be right up there. And I know I'm looking into the future way ahead, but it just kind of reminds me of the Jake Waters offense that was here with the Bill Snyder 3.0. a few years back. So got a high potent offense back there. You got run it now. With that being said, now that was a pass happy offense back there with, you know, a little bit of run. You had Jake Waters, pass happy, one of the more top JUCO quarterbacks coming into Manhattan in all the country. So he had to use his skill set to do that. Here, this is here, Colin Klein is bringing more of a spread attack We saw what took place against LSU, how we did LSU defense. Now, so you get quality backs back there, you're already in a possible healthy, not possible, you need a healthy Adrian Martinez back there. And if he's right, adding Deuce Vaughn, well, Deuce Vaughn, these backs that you're getting from the JUCO ranks, yeah, you're already pretty loaded. And it feels like since the beginning of this Purple Project podcast, way back 2 years ago, right? Either today or Friday, it's going to be 2 years. 2 years of this podcast, right? Okay, and that's really culminating with the 100th show next week. So we're going to have big miles to celebrate in the upcoming days. So this offense is really taking shape. Now, the defense, you know, we got to get healthy on that side. We know how much that could really benefit if a healthy defense out there. We know the weapons that we have on the defensive side of the ball, and adding a couple more to that. So Anthony Frye's the second, and I mentioned him, I think it was either last week or 2 weeks ago, that he was a potential signee, or not signee, I shouldn't say that, a commitment at that, a possible choice for Kansas State at that time. So Frye's the second, huge get for K-State, adding another weapon to that offense. And on the basketball side, real quick, Logan Landers, right, the last to go for the Bruce Weber recruits, whatever. He got signed today, and I have it up here right now. Let's see. Yes, Grand King University. I had to do a double check there for a second there. Grand King University, that's where Logan Landers is making his next K-State basketball. Well, not K-State. Scratch that. Making his next college basketball career stop. Grand Canyon University. So I did want to mention that in here as well. And ahead of episode 99 of the Purple Project Podcast, special guest on the way. I cannot wait to have this individual on the podcast. This is going to be so much fun to have him in his respective so far since he's left K-State, I think. So I know last time I talked, it's been a quick minute since I actually got an in-depth discussion with him, with this guy that I got to know, or was very lucky to get to know him during my time at the radio station. So that's kind of a clue there. I'm not gonna skirt away from that. So you guys are in for a treat, K-State Nation. So with the dead period coming, baseball here coming to a close here in the next couple of weeks here, track and field getting ready for their championships, golf getting set here next week, beginning next week, to get ready for their NCAA regionals. There's still some unfinished business around K-State athletics, but we're going to be hitting that lull period here. So we kind of already started this way in advance, well, way back, finally getting Keaton on the show. Obviously, those special guests are on the old archives right now, the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. So we've had Valentine on, Curtis Kelly, Reggie Stubblefield, and I'm not going to name this guy until we get finished with this guy tomorrow night. We will record tomorrow night. So this is going to be a really good conversation. I'm looking forward to it tomorrow night. We got a lot to catch up on and talk about the past and future coming up with these two big hit, two punch sports here in Manhattan, Kansas, football and baseball. K-State fans, you're in for a treat. You do not want to miss these next 2 weeks. And next week, of course, celebrating huge milestone on this podcast, the Pro Project Podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That is going to do it. Stay tuned for episode 99 coming up Friday night of the Pro Project Podcast weekly edition. And make sure before you get listened, caught up, knocking on the door with 99, make sure you're caught to the latest edition of the weekly edition, episode 98. That's going to do it for right now on this hot, hot edition of the Pro Project Podcast, live from Manhattan, Kansas. 80 Greer, go Cats! This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.